Behind Enemy Lines is presented by Gatorade. Win from within. Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Behind Enemy Lines presented by Gatorade. My special guest this week is none other than the man who knows the Lions better than anyone, Tim Twentyman from DetroitLions.com. Tim, what's going on with the Lions? Two straight wins. They're 3-7 on the season. What's been the key to the big turnaround in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, you look no further than the defensive side of the ball, really, and specifically their run defense. Yeah, this was the team that was allowing over 133 yards a game on average the first eight games of the season, over 4.5 yards per carry in the last 2 weeks, 36 carries, 97 total yards and wins over Green Bay and Oakland. Those two teams average a little more than 2 yards per carry, and so they've made both those teams one-dimensional. When you can do that, which teams showed when they were doing it to the Lions early in the season, it's tough to get things done offensively, and that's really been the difference the last 2 weeks, is that defensive side of the football and specifically their run defense.
All right, let's look at the offense here for a second. Now, I know Megatron is still the guy there in Detroit, but what's going on with the rushing attack? Dead last in the league. The Eagles have to be licking their chops after giving up 235 yards to Doug Martin. If Amir Abdullah goes for over 100 yards, or maybe even former Eagle Joik Bell, I'm sure there'll be a lot of fans in Philadelphia scratching their heads. From your estimate, Tim, what's happened with the rushing attack there in Detroit?
Well, there'd be a lot of people in Detroit, I think, scratching their heads, too, because the Lions haven't had a 100-yard rusher yet this season. It starts up front. You've got a rookie guard in Laken Tomlinson. You've got a first-year starter at center in Travis Swanson. They've really rotated out their entire right tackle position. Now it's Michael Ola. He's their third starter this year. So there really hasn't been a cohesive starting five unit up front for the Lions, and that's really been their biggest issue up, in terms of their run game. It's generating run lanes, staying on blocks. They haven't been able to do it up front, and the Lions' run game has suffered because of that.
What's your thoughts, Tim, on Matthew Stafford's performance this season? A veteran quarterback guided this team to 11 wins a year ago. What do you think overall of his 2015 performance to date?
Well, I think it's a little bit disappointing because, he made the Pro Bowl last year. Yes, he was an alternate, but you saw the 22 touchdowns and you saw the interceptions down. 12 interceptions, the lowest of his career for 16 games. And now he's already above that through 10 games here in 2015. And I think that's been the biggest issue. You thought maybe he was starting to break through in terms of the turnovers, that we would see kind of that 2-to-1 ratio that every coach likes in terms of touchdowns to interceptions. But, Matthews just turned the ball over a little bit too much. And, we talked about the offensive line issues in the run game, and that certainly, goes into effect, too, in the passing game. And he's just been pressured too many times this year. He's been sacked too many times. He's been running for his life. I think that's led to some of the turnovers. But I think if you were going to, rate his performance in 2015 through 10 games, I'd have to say you're a little bit disappointed because of what we saw last year, what we thought he was going to be this year. Now they've changed offensive coordinators. There's been turmoil in that regard too. But I think the turnovers have been the biggest issue for Matthew Stafford this year. Something he's got to turn around moving forward. He has the last two games, and that's why they've won two games in a row.
Tim, can you give us a scouting report on some of the other receiving options, mainly Golden Tate and Theo Riddick, who is a Darren Sproles-like type of player out of the backfield for the Lions?
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head there with the Darren Sproles comparison. He leads all NFL running backs with 50 catches in 10 games. And, like Darren, he's a terrific guy in the open field. I think, the linebackers can't guard him, much like Darren Sproles. And he's been a terrific outlet for Matthew Stafford. And he's really been one of their more reliable receivers. And then Golden Tate, he's just one of those guys. Yards after the catch is what you have to be concerned about with Golden Tate. He's got that running back body, and so when he gets the ball in his hands, he immediately turns into a running back. He always makes the first guy miss, and he's tough to bring down. And so, I'd throw one more option maybe in there too, Lance Moore. He's really been a true slot receiver for Detroit, and he's got 4 touchdowns on the year. He leads the team, and he's been a guy that Matthew Stafford has really turned to in that slot position. So, the Lions got a lot of receiving weapons. The issue is, can they give Matthew Stafford enough time to go through his progressions and get to those receivers?
Forget Megatron. The man you have to be concerned about when it comes to Lions coverage is Tim Twentyman from DetroitLions.com. Thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.